Novos.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Feel Good Friday. How's everyone feeling today, Kath?
Awesome. Nice and awake with an early start this morning. How you doing, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm feeling good as well. Last day. I'm ready for the weekend. It's
lovely.
Gonna be a big weekend as well.
Ooh.
Plenty knocking about.
What do you got going on? What do you got going on?
I think the thing I'm most excited for is Sunday. Alex Volkanovski fights for the lightweight title in the UFC. I don't know if you guys are MMA fans, but he's taking this fight on like 11 days' notice.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that like Hollywood movies are made of.
Oh, okay.
So we've been watching the Beckham documentary.
Yeah.
There'll be a Volk documentary if he wins this fight.
Okay.
Well, have you got money on it or anything?
Not yet. I'm sure I will do come Sunday, midday, or whatever, when the fight is.
That's what, you've got that. You've got the, what do you call it? The gambling budget, monthly budget, $1,200 a month, isn't it?
It's not that much at all. We're trying to make sure we're saving.
Right. So down to $1,100.
And it's always important. Not that much either. It's just important.
If it was that much, I would recommend that you attend meetings.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's important that you can, you know, that you're always in control.
Yeah, absolutely. So gamble responsibly.
Yeah,
so this is way too serious for this early on a Feel Good Friday, guys.
No, well, I'm going to turn that $50 budget into millions.
So yeah, I'm excited for you.
Not serious at all.
Stephen's going to rock up in a Lambo, an orange Lambo on Monday.
I won't tell you, but there'll be signs. The orange Lambo might be one.
What's Stephen coming here?
Morning, Jess, how are you?
I'm all right.
You want in on my millions of dollars I'm going to win?
I'd love in. Share, please.
Yeah, no stress. I'm sure I can, you know, throw you something.
Syndicate, throw me something.
Yeah. Syndicate is what I'm hearing here.
I'll sort something out for the
just
team.
Just a lazy meal will do.
Yeah, oh, is that all?
That's it.
Oh, easy.
No big ask.
I just want enough to buy the radio station and it'll be good.
Well, you probably
far
do
more than
that. That's all right. You can have 500,000. Jess can have a million.
Each to their own ambitions, right? Look, it is going to be a great show ahead. It's a Feel Good Friday, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to play Stephen's favourite song to kick off the show.
There we go.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, we're up and about.
Yeah, we are. Happy Friday, everyone.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Good morning, Jess. The big news story of the day is, of course, supercars. What the?
Yeah. Not sad, but not surprising, I think, given the months of, like, discussion and meetings and seemingly going nowhere, which is where it's gone, nowhere. Nuwatalli Nelms, Newcastle Lord Mayor, confirmed yesterday that she'd gotten a call from the CEO of Supercars to say that the Newcastle 500 was off the cards next year. It's not happening. There's been debate about a one-year contract, a five-year contract. The state government gave funding for a one-year contract, but then apparently Supercars and Destination New South Wales were meant to be having a discussion about what kind of contract they wanted to do, and then they were supposed to present that to council in June, but apparently that never happened. And a lot of the community didn't want it. There was like, I think it was like 60%? I'm trying to find. Yeah, 60%.
I thought it was nonsense.
Yeah, of online respondents didn't want it. So
yeah,
it's not happening.
I mean, people who responded to a poll that was opt-in, go to a website and tell the people that you don't like the thing, you always get a biased result. Sorry, I'll stop being an academic nerd, but it is, you know, blowing up on the socials and stuff.
Yeah.
People are furious. And this is one of those things where I think, you know, everybody thought, you know, they'd sort it out.
Well, yeah.
The good news, though, it seems for Cessnock, they seem to be. Are they going to get it, or
they want it?
What about now? What about your old stomping grounds, Jess, Muswellbrook?
They might want it too. There was talk it was going to be out at that new racetrack. Is it on Italia Road?
Yeah, is that a private racetrack or something?
I believe so.
Yeah, but Supercars is a street race. It's got to be on the streets.
Yeah, so
I mean, but you know,
there's options. There's options.
If that guy who owns that private racetrack, right? If it gets on his track, that's some 4D chess. I mean, if he's somehow wrangled a street race onto his own track, that's actually unbelievable.
It'd be so good out there.
Stephen's got a look on his face like...
What, Stephen?
Yeah, just not happy. Just not happy. And you know what? We're doing Feel Good Friday, and I don't feel good about this. So
I know.
I'm going to swiftly move on to something I'm excited for. Obviously, the Jets are flying this afternoon, I believe, for a doubleheader on Sunday, both A-League men's and women's playing against Perth Glory.
Yeah, so the women, their season started last weekend. They won
against
the Central Coast in that F3 derby. So they're hoping to win again this weekend. We don't have the most wonderful record against Perth. The last four games, Perth have beaten us.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it's time for a change. It's our turn. The boys are taking on Perth as well, so their season starts this weekend. So it's going to be a great afternoon.
Athletes from Perth are just built different, I've heard. They're just of the most athletic people in the whole country. So if you...
Whose side are you on?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, real David versus Goliath type situation.
And
hopefully we can come out victorious. On a side note, Jess, did you see the trophy they got for the F3 derby? How funny is that? A bit of like rail.
It's better than the men's one. Did you see the men's one was it last year?
Yeah, the concrete slab they've got. God,
I prefer the rail.
Like I said, it's a symptom of too many cups and trophies. They've just run out of ideas.
Oh, you know what? There might be too many cups or trophies, but we want them all. We're selfish.
Exactly. So
fingers crossed we can keep winning this season, I suppose.
Indeed. Are you waking up with the Novos? And, of course, a full news update at 5:30 here in UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos. UFM. Feel Good Friday.
Know about you, but I feel good. We love our Newcastle Knights, do we not?
Yes. Oh, hang on. Sorry, let me press the button.
Go to the Knights.
I love them more when they win, I'll be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
Love them more when they're successful.
Now.
Didn't want to be one of those fans.
But you are.
The Newcastle Knights are giving all kinds of families an opportunity to help the Knights.
Oh,
and the
future
of the Knights. They've just signed a whole bunch of junior players from outside of the region, right? From the regions, from the country areas, and they need somewhere to stay. So the Knights are currently looking for billet families for their Pathways players. These are the under-18 players. So, have someone live in your house, like an extra brother, and while they train and learn.
And this is really an investment, right? Yeah. Because if you've got, like, the next Caelan Ponga in your house, you can imagine you'll be getting, you know, like, maybe a couple of holidays or a nice new car or a new house. Or, thanks so much for looking after me for all those years.
Yeah, or even, like, a signed hat or something like that.
Oh, well, that's it.
That's worth more than any cars and anything, isn't it?
A couple of ticks, maybe.
Tickets!
This is a real investment opportunity.
That's not just
an experience.
Yeah.
It's something that you're really, you know, gambling for the future. You're like, this could be big.
And look, for the true Knights fans, it's an opportunity to invest in the future of the team. And you know, that they win many premierships in the future.
The future tickets and stuff, as Stephen alluded to. Let's not forget that. Shall we?
If you're keen, go to the Newcastle Knights website. All the information is there.
It's an investment, like Stephen said. New FM. A tiny taste of summer today. Tops at 29 for Newcastle, 30 for Maitland and the Valley. Bright and sunny here at New FM.
And family, how's this for a bit of a clickbait headline, if you don't mind? Dash and Dine genius gets cuffed in Spain for faking heart attacks in 20 restaurants to avoid paying bills. When I saw that on my feed yesterday afternoon...
Clickety-clickety.
You know I'm clicking it. But for once, this is a story that actually does what it says on the tin.
Oh, what? So he's actually had 20 fake heart attacks.
So you weren't baited.
I wasn't baited at all. So after months of fooling restaurants with his acting skills, a man who faked heart attacks to get out of paying bills has been arrested and jailed. So this is happening in Spain.
Oh, he's a naughty, naughty boy, isn't he?
The image of this 50-year-old man has been circulated among eateries in the area as a precautionary measure. So he's on like the old IGA Wall of Shame. I'm like the mid-2000s. No, you used to have like the cork board.
Of course, yeah.
With all the offenders, keeps
nicking Red Bulls out the cooler.
Do not sell to this man. So he's a 50-year-old expat from Lithuania, and it's not just his faking heart attacks. He's got a whole plan, procedure. So I'll walk you through what he does when he goes to a restaurant, right? So first of all, he relishes in seafood and alcohol. Of course, he builds up a bit of a bill. And then he's presented with the check, you know, you got to pay for this, mate.
Yeah.
He then tries to leave without paying and then is inevitably stopped by staff.
Yeah.
You know? So then he next tries, oh, left my wallet in the hotel room. I better go get that.
Oh, my other pants.
So that's, yeah, that's step two. Oh, it's on the bloody, it's on the kitchen counter in the hotel room. I've forgotten it. Just give me 2 seconds. I'll be right back, I promise. Now, when that inevitably fails as well, because people aren't that stupid, you know, especially business owners, not that stupid. His next, I guess, measure to try and get out of paying the bill is resorting to faking a heart attack.
Now, this is so funny.
He's finally been caught because this restaurant has seen through his ruse, I suppose, his clever display, and instead of calling for medical assistance, have called the police.
I love this.
No good. Now, it takes, like, a lot of courage, I think, to not call medical assistance. You got to be sure someone's not having a heart attack, right?
That is so true. So because even someone that's been faking it, if they're always boozing and seafood, and I'm guessing he's portly.
Well, it could be, yeah, he is. And it could be a classic case of the boy who cries wolf.
Yeah, one day he'll actually have one.
Yeah. He's going to be in trouble. But anyway, the owner of the restaurant has said he could tell straight away that it was a real heart attack. This is his quote. It was very theatrical. He pretended to faint and slapped himself down on the floor while clutching at his chest. It's like he's seen one like high school production of Romeo and Juliet. And he's gone, that's what a heart attack looks like.
Oh, now I know.
Overacted a little bit.
He's well and truly overacted. So at the moment he's serving a 42-day prison sentence, but the restaurant owners are trying to file a collective complaint.
Yeah.
And see him serve a minimum 2 years sentence. Yeah. They want him punished.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, he's been stealing from local businesses. You know?
No good.
It's no good at all. Well, I'm glad he's been caught, is all I can say. Get his face up on the cork boards everywhere.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Hyde's back for a Feel Good Friday, and we've got $100 worth of fuel up for grabs.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on now.
If you haven't heard how this works, we just give you three things, and you just have to figure out what is the theme between these three things. Not difficult, usually. In fact, mostly you can get it straight away. And if you can do it faster than another local, you get yourself $100 worth of free petrol. So, if you want to crack it, it's 4967-4105.
And it is early, but we make it nice and simple. Oh, it's okay.
We absolutely do.
If you haven't had your coffee, it's still good.
That's right, that's right. Okay, so I'll give you guys an example. Stephen versus Kath situation. If you've never
done Stephen versus Kath.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's time to mix it up. So if you've never heard this and you're thinking, how does this work? This is how it works. All right, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mahogany, pine, cedar.
Stephen.
Oh, how quick was Kath?
Yeah, wrap it out.
All right, what do you think the answer is, Kath?
Types of wood.
That is correct. One on the board. See, if you heard that, went, I know wood. I know heaps about wood. All other things.
Well, you're thinking, I would have won that.
I see what you did there.
You've got jokes and you'd probably win. So, if you think you know that sort of stuff and can do that kind of thing, 4967-4105, call now and you could get yourself $100 worth of free petrol up next here on UFM.
1, 2, 3. On UFM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Now we're playing Three of a Kind. Get in and amongst it. If you've never heard this game before, we just give you three things, three little words. Quizmaster Stephen on that today. And then you've just got to find what is the linking theme between those three things, right? You're like a detective in a detective show, but in your own real life.
Honestly, it is such a privilege, such an honour to play Quizmaster.
That's it for
Three of a Kind, because like you said, $100 fuel cards up for grabs today. You just got to be quicker, smarter, more intelligent. There is some luck involved, I suppose, than another Nova Castrian. You do that, you walk away with a goodie. Should we meet our contestants this morning?
Indeed. Of course, the scoring goes first to two, best of three.
All right, let's go to Aberglasson first. Morning, Chris. Happy Friday. How's things?
Hey, good, thanks, mate.
You got much planned for your weekend?
Not a lot, no. Maybe some beach.
Mate, hopefully the weather's nice for you. I'm sure it will be. It's Newcastle, beautiful part of the world. All right, up against Chris, we go to Tomago. Morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thanks. You got much planned for your weekend?
Mate, I've got a 50th tomorrow night, golf Sunday morning, and another drink Sunday
Arvo up by. Oh, my God. How have you got even time to breathe?
You haven't got an early tea time, do you? Because I think you might be a bit dusty. A few lemonades.
I'll be right.
Ah, you'll be right. Steve will be fine. All right, well, let's get into this. Like Crevo said, the scoring is first to two, best of three. Your name is your buzzer as well, gents. So, Chris, test your buzzer first.
Chris.
Lovely. Steve?
Steve.
Yeah, lovely. All right, we know Crystal what we're clear. Doing. We're all here. All right, best of luck, gents. The first one I've got for you this morning is McChicken, McSpicy, Big Mac.
Chris,
Steve. Yeah, Chris was quick as the...
There.
McDonald's burgers.
Yeah, correct. Well done, sir. One on the board.
He's taken an early lead here.
He most certainly has. All right, next one I've got comes in the form of eHarmony, Plenty of Fish, Tinder.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve quickest there.
I think they're dating sites, aren't they?
They most certainly are, mate. Dating sites. I like how you're like, oh, I think they're dating sites as well. You knew they were dating sites, Steve. Don't you be cheeky with me. All right.
Rude, mate.
All right, let's go. One apiece here.
Which means
dramatic music is on.
Kath, how are you feeling about this? If you want to put money on.
Have we lost one of them?
Yep.
Hang on a sec. Who's here? Steve, are you there?
Steve, I'm here, mate.
All right. I'm going to... I think... Can we drop... Yeah. Oh, we've dropped them both.
Oh, that was Steve is the winner.
Steve's the winner. Congratulations. Simple as that. What an absolute disaster.
Oh, well, no, it's not a disaster. It's for a Chris, good Friday.
For Chris it is.
And Steve's lost... $100 worth of free fuel.
Oh, we'll play this for him then. There you go.
Unbelievable.
New FM.
Boys, when I was researching what's on this weekend, which you know I love to do, and yes, there are festivals.
Festival alert. Here we go.
No. We'll talk festivals later.
Okay.
I want to talk sustainable fashion.
Right. Okay.
So I found a sustainable fashion event. Now, it's slightly outside of the area, so it didn't make the cut, but it sent me on this little, well, down a rabbit warren, right?
Yeah, we've all been there.
Because you start clicking and you start clicking, and it used the term eco fashion, and I was kind of like, I've heard of sustainable fashion. I've heard of ethical fashion. I've heard of slow fashion. What's it? You know, So anyway, about 27 websites later, I kind of came to this conclusion that they're actually all talking about the same thing, but slightly different kind of
terminology.
Okay. So sustainable fashion is all about making garments in a sustainable way. It's friendly to animals. It's friendly to the environment. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of recycled clothing stores that are rebranding themselves as sustainable fashion, right? Because you're recycling the clothes, you're not throwing them out.
Yeah, which is, I guess, you know, at its basics, that's what they're after, isn't
it? Slow fashion's a little bit different, and there's actually this huge slow fashion culture right here in Newcastle.
Yeah, right.
So slow fashion is old school fashion, right? Handmade, custom built clothes that are, you know, designed to last for a really long time.
That's cool.
And
I
there's a number of stores and a number of lines that are made right here in Newcastle. The most famous one is probably High Tea with Mrs. Wu, and I got lost. I had a lovely time going through all of their clothes and was looking at all these people that are talking about stuff that they bought. And I just kind of thought this is kind of a really nice part of the whole net zero movement, right? In the sense that they are making beautiful clothes. They are making them very well. And it's now trendy and cool to have, you know, a classic piece that will last for years and years and years instead of getting, you know, something from Kmart or Big W that lasts maybe 12 months if you're lucky before it falls apart.
They always do fall apart. You know, it's just not made as well, isn't it?
Exactly. Jess, what about you? Do you get into the sustainable fashion, slow fashion thing?
I think my contribution to sustainable fashion is I rent a lot of stuff, rather than going out and buying it and it's sitting in my wardrobe and probably eventually getting chucked out or whatever. But there are so many places now that you can rent dresses, business, like work clothes, so many businesses in Newcastle and online as well that do it. And it's awesome. Not only is it sustainable, it's a heck of a lot cheaper for me because I'm not going out and spending hundreds of dollars on a dress.
And you do have to go to a lot of events as part of your job and your, you know, influence of status.
Yeah, well, Jess is a lady about town, so of course you're emceeing stuff and helping out with different charities and stuff like that, and they all, you know, like as a, I guess, guys, we just wear the same suits.
Well, that's what I was going to
say.
I'm sympathetic to it, but not empathetic because I haven't been in that situation. We're so lucky where really fast fashion hasn't affected guys that much because, like you said, there isn't that same stigma. It isn't, I guess, as taboo for guys to wear the same outfit. Me and you, Crevo, practically wear the same thing every day in here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Society doesn't care at all. It seems to be more accepted. Whereas, I, you know, now that I'm with my partner, Siobhan, I realise there's a lot more pressure in this than you first think.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I wore that, you know, too recently. I'm like, it looks nice on you. It doesn't matter. It's, yeah, you know, I'm like, unbelievable. So it's good that people are, I guess, making measures to get rid of that fast fashion trend. Mm.
Yeah. And I appreciate, you know, you really don't feel the pressure, including when your shoes are falling apart and you won't go and buy new ones.
Well, how's this? I'm wearing shoes that, I kid you not, I bought these in year 10.
So,
these sneakers.
Oh my God.
So how, year 10 was for
they're
me.
Completely flat on the bottom.
2014.
There's no tread left whatsoever.
These are 9 years old. Next year they turn 10, these what? Shoes.
We got to do a birthday. We've got to do a party. I'm excited already. I'm starting to plan it immediately.
It'll be a big moment for the show, won't it?
Yeah, I can't wait.
The Novos on UFM. Get your tickets now for the 2023 Lakeside Music Festival in Foster Tuncurry. Lakesidefestival.com.au.
All right, so, Stephen, you know a little while ago you recommended Sapori at Taylor's after your little picnic?
Oh, their pizza there was phenomenal, so good. They're just in town, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, Beaumont Street.
Beaumont Street, yeah.
So, you were, that little recommendation was ringing in my mind. So last night, had a little sample of it. Had the suina pizza.
Yeah.
Also had the truffle gnocchi.
Okay.
And boy, oh boy, it delivered.
Yeah, good.
Followed up by a tiramisu dessert.
Well, I didn't try the tiramisu when I was there, but that's all anyone raves about online.
It's so light and fluffy.
Gotta get the tiramisu. Like, I'm not a big coffee man, so that's probably what put me off initially.
Okay.
Is it a very coffee-y tiramisu, if that makes sense?
It has a fair bit of coffee flavour to it, so maybe you've steered clear on purpose. Now, are you an Italian food person, Kath? Do you like it?
No, because I'm allergic to olive oil, so pretty much Italian is off the menu.
Don't try it then, because I reckon it's in every... it's felt
I could
like...
probably have the tiramisu.
You should try that. You should just stop by. It's like... And they you can just buy it out the cabinet. It's ready to go.
Well, you can't have the Italian food, but I've got another recommendation for you, Kath.
All righto.
You got a spare $4.5 million floating about?
No.
Oh, well, maybe this one's not for you either, but there's a house that's gone up for sale in Pecolman. Absolutely unbelievable. I'll give you all the details very shortly. All the fun toys that this house has got.
Okay.
Here on UFM. 6:43, you're waking up with the Novos here at UFM.
And just a quick check around the team. Anyone got a spare $4.5 million floating about?
I've got 350.
No.
Yeah, not for me. Not for me either, unfortunately. But if you do have $4.5 million floating about, we've got a three-story place on acreage. It's just gone up for sale in Pecolman, right?
Ooh, okay, so why is this so special?
Well, it's a bit of a flashy house, right? So, like I said, three stories. And there's some things in life where, you know, you walk into someone's house and you're like, oh, you know, they've made it.
Mm.
So, I mean, this is speculation here, but I assume they've got, for example, maybe like an ice dispenser in their fridge, on the fridge door.
Fancy.
Like, oh, that's a bit fancy. Or like the festive season's coming up. They've definitely got a white Christmas tree. Like it is.
White Christmas tree.
Yeah, you know
that's
how.
That's the like, fancy people have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fancy people got white Christmas trees.
No.
No, what do you mean? No.
That's how you know you're rich.
No.
But it's like all like, you know, like all their decorations are organised based on colour coordination rather than like the macaroni decoration you made in year three.
Yeah, but you can get a white Christmas tree at Kmart for like $29. So it's.
Oh, big money over here, is it?
$29. We're taking the pot plant out the backyard. Yeah, anyway. So.
Sorry, we digress. Anyway, back to the house.
I'm speculating here. I'm not sure if there's these things in the house. What is in the house?
Yeah.
Some pretty flashy features, right? So we're talking heated flooring. There's five ensuite bedrooms, spiral staircase cellar.
Wow.
Golf cart storage. Heated self-cleaning pool with swim jets.
You're kidding
pool
me.
Pool cleans itself. And this is my favourite one, right? An expansive theatre room with golf simulator and automated bar for entertaining. That last one is just a bit of a big boy toy, isn't it?
An like, automated
that's an adult
bar.
Toy. Yeah, automated bar, golf simulator. That's like, okay, we've got all the bedrooms, we've got all the dining spaces, the kitchens. Now I want my theatre and my golf simulator. It's so good. It's so fun.
I would so be there for the swim jets, to be honest. I've always wanted a pool with swim jets.
Well, there you go. You only need to save $4.5 million and you're almost there. But it is, what is, I find fascinating since I've moved to Newcastle is because of, you know, how prominent the mines are here, there is a fair bit of money floating about. But people are so humble about it in Newcastle, right? Like, no one will tell you what wicket they're on, even if they're doing well.
That's right.
And the other thing as well is they're never settled with what they've got. They always want more in life. You've termed it
the
affectionately.
The Newcastle
hustle.
Yeah, everybody's got a job, usually a pretty good paying job, and they've got a second job, and they've got a side business. It's the Newcastle hustle.
Everyone just wants to do better in life, and they want to, you know, set themselves up and hopefully their family up and for future generations and stuff like that. But because we are such a hard-working town, I feel like sometimes you do enjoy, you know, you do deserve to enjoy your money a little bit, indulge a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you're allowed to splurge and treat yourself. And this is your chance to tell us about that little splurge. I want a few feel-good Friday, 4967 4105. Tell us your favourite big kid toy. So whether it's, you know, you've treated yourself to a jet ski.
Oh, that's, you know, you're doing well in life if you've got that.
Maybe you got like the pool table, or like the bar room, or like a pinball machine or something like that, a home theatre, whatever it is. If it's your car, whatever your pride and joy is, your big kid toy, this is your chance to brag about it for your feel-good Friday.
Yeah, or maybe it's a mate. So like you go to this...
Yeah,
drop them in. Yeah, you go to a mate's house and they've got the man cave set up with the pool table and the jukebox or something like that.
Well, now you've mentioned a mate's place.
Yeah.
I went to school with this girl who had a nine-hole course putt-putt. Like little course in the backyard.
That's bragworthy.
All the time we'd go over and just play putt-putt. She was so bored of it. She was like, I do this every time. We were like, this is so good. But this is your chance to, I guess, talk about that little time you've treated yourself. Because Novocastrians probably don't do it enough.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Don't indulge enough.
All right, so 4967 4105. You can brag about yours or, you know, your mates or something like that. And just for doing so, you get yourself in the draw for this Lakeside Music Festival experience, which includes two nights accommodation for up to five people, plus the tickets to this festival. It's going to be awesome. So give us a call now, 4967 4105. Brag about yours, or maybe it's your friends down the road or whatever. We'll get your stories on the air next here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. Now, we are talking, of course, big kid toys, right?
Yeah, it's your chance to brag for a feel-good Friday. We know Newcastle works hard. We've got what Kath has termed the Newcastle hustle.
Yeah.
We work hard. We've got the side gigs going on. Oh, I say we, the royal we. I certainly don't. But Newcastle as a whole, pretty hard-working town.
Indeed.
And when you work hard, you deserve to indulge every once in a while. So that's what we're chasing. The time you've splurged, treated yourself, and got yourself a big kid toy. That magic number, 4967 4105, if you want to get involved in the show. Or, of course, you can jump on the socials. So we've got at the Novos underscore on Instagram or the New FM Facebook page. And a few people have jumped on there. Trudy got a plane, if you don't mind. That's a pretty nice big kid toy.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that wouldn't be cheap, like maintenance and stuff, surely, on a car's bad enough, but a plane must be next level.
I would imagine so, and the fuel alone, if you actually flew it anywhere.
Very expensive.
Now, Kath, you told us, though, you can one-up this.
Yes, I can.
Give us your one-up, then.
Okay, so my dad, you know, is a hard-working guy as well, worked his whole life, and he did pretty well, particularly towards the end of his career, and he spoiled himself by buying a Jamie Wincup autographed actual race car that he drives on the road as his daily drive.
Yeah, okay, that's a bit of a flex, isn't it?
That's unbelievable.
That's a big kid toy. Wow. This is what we're chasing. 4967 4105. Let's get
level.
Some ones from Newcastle. We'll go North Rothbury first. Morning, Joe. What's the big kid toy you have?
Not me. My daughter took my daughter to her fifth birthday party a few years back.
Yep.
And went up to the place, never met these people up. Mm-hmm. And rocked up face full to the ground. They had a bloody McDonald's playland in their backyard.
What, the whole playground?
The playground! They still have it to this day. The father still has it. Now kids are nearly 30. And I'm like, wow!
That is next level, isn't it? Was there one that went missing in the paper or something? How did they get it? Do you know?
No, he bought it. He purchased it, he said. I'm like, uh-huh. And he has a Ferrari. He's just an amazing guy. Worked hard worker.
Wow.
Good on him.
Yeah,
good
absolutely.
That's it. Good on him. They deserve to splurge. If you work hard in life, you deserve some nice things.
I love the juxtaposition, though, as well. Ferrari and a McDonald's playland.
All right, let's go next to Raymond Terrace. Morning, Kathy. Tell us, what's the big kid toy you've seen?
My sister ended up getting herself what my daughter called a Barbie car. It was a Ferrari.
Right, Ferrari as well. Wow, this is so crazy.
Does she drive it regularly? I'd be too scared to even get it out of the garage, I think.
No, she drives it regularly, yes, but I always
found
your hair got knotted up in it, so.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, not good enough for you, is it, Kathy?
No, not.
Yeah, she's got to do better. Got to make sure she gets something that's enclosed for Kathy. La-di-da.
Kathy wants the closed roof Ferrari. She wants a different Ferrari. Well, like as you said, Kath, there's a lot of people out there doing that Newcastle hustle and making it happen for those once-in-a-lifetime big kid toys.
Treat yourself.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And it is a feel-good Friday, and it is Newcastle Pride at the moment.
Still ongoing.
Formally started last weekend. Big Fair Day is tomorrow, but the big highlight, the big excitement today is that we now have two Pride street post boxes.
What are these?
It's like a little thing, right?
But no, I don't know what it is.
There's these two, Australia Post boxes where you would put in mail.
Yeah.
Right, that have been painted in the rainbow flag.
Ah, oh, it's fun.
They are the first two Pride post boxes outside of a metro city. This is a big deal.
I love that.
It's huge.
You know what? Post a letter just to celebrate.
Yeah,
post
exactly.
It to yourself. Go to the mailbox.
Write something up
and then send it straight back to your house.
You know what's fun about that? You get to use the mailbox, these fun new mailboxes, and you get a letter. That's winning on winning.
I know. Like, it's so much excitement to get mail. Or you could just go and take a selfie with them. So they're on Beaumont Street in Hamilton as part of Newcastle Pride. I don't know. I think they'll actually stay wrapped in the flag. They look really cool. So just go and, celebrate.
Pride. Newcastle.
During Newcastle Pride.
So many opportunities. And it can be as simple as doing a letter thing. As we said, I love that. Thanks for that little update, Kath.
That picture does look sick as well. You've just showed me. They look wicked.
Yeah, they look really good. And
it's like art on the street.
Describe a little bit.
Well, it's got...
Hang on, I'll turn the camera.
No, we've got it for the listeners.
They're like normal post boxes, but they've been wrapped in the rainbow flag at the bottom.
For the bottom like half.
Yeah.
And they've still incorporated the Australia Post logo as well.
Yeah.
Some nice graphic design has gone into that. You're going to love it.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Anyway, up next, guys, something not so fun. I'm sure we all would have heard the news. Supercars canned for next year. We're going to have a chat about it. I'm going to have a bit of a whinge.
Maybe
I'm sorry,
we needed a Supercars post box and then it would be all right.
Yeah, well, that's...
We'll sort it out.
Yeah, we'll get a petition to start that next on UFM.
28, the predicted top for Newcastle. 29 for Maitland and the Valley. Nice sunny one today here at UFM.
We're going to be talking tradie wives. I know we did this earlier in the week. I told you about my new favourite Facebook group, tradie wives.
Popcorn group.
Indeed. But it turns out that they're actually starting a podcast next week, so we're going to chat to Verity.
Lovely. Oh, that's very exciting. Now, though, I want to bring in our favourite journo, the most reputable journo in all of Newcastle, Jess MC Rouse, into the building, because they quite often say that the worst decision is indecision, and that's exactly what's happened with the supercars here, isn't it?
Literally, like it's been up in the air, it's been a one-year contract, a five-year contract, and now it's a no-year contract.
So it's been ripped from us, basically.
You get zero.
That's the bottom line, right? We're not getting the supercars next year.
No, so basically what's happened, New Italian Elms, the Lord Mayor, she hopped on radio yesterday and said that she got a call from the supercars boss, Shane Howard, to say that Newcastle 500 was not happening next year at all, not on the calendar, and it's been like months of indecision, and whose fault is it? Well, is it councils? Is it government? Is it supercars? Well, everyone just didn't seem to be able to make their mind up, it seems.
Everyone's just pointing the finger at each other. It's nobody really, it feels like we don't really know.
And there was a lot of passing the buck as well, I think.
Oh, 100%.
There was a lot of, we'll do it, but these people won't. And they're like, no, we'll do it. They won't. And
we got funding for 1 year, not 5 years.
Just take the 1 year deal. Negotiate 5 years after that. Like, I'm actually really quite upset about this. I know that the Newcastle 500 was somewhat polarising, and like a lot of people who, I guess, lived in and around that area found it inconvenient. But I think for the greater Newcastle region, it was I think, a very good event and very successfully run last year. That was my first Newcastle 500. Mm. And I thought the race was really good. But beyond that as well, like the music they got, the live entertainment, all the bars were pumping. Yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed the 3 days that it was, ran throughout. Yeah.
I was talking to a cafe owner who said that they made their entire annual revenue in one day during Supercars.
Yeah, there you go.
Rather, traffic would be down a couple of weeks while they were doing setup, but that one day made up for it plus some.
Yeah,
that's outrageous.
Because that's what I was going to say. A lot of the argument is that although the businesses do well over that weekend, that when they bump in and bump out the setup and the pack down, they do lose a bit of revenue. I understand that. But if that's an anecdotal story of, an actual business owner in and around that area saying that they've made that money.
And there would be a difference between your food businesses that can trade during Supercars and get that kind of, that passing traffic that they wouldn't ordinarily have, and say perhaps a clothing store who isn't going to make up the difference. And I get that and I understand that, but in terms of managing a citywide economy, major events are crucial. They're really important to make it possible for things like having 5-star hotels and like having an international airport and all of these other things that Newcastle says they want to do. Guys, you need to keep your major events. You need to pull your damn finger out, make a decision and sign the damn contracts.
Oof, Cass said it. I mean, but we just didn't do it, so it's gone now. Oh, well, what do we do?
We might get it back.
Maybe.
Hopefully. It almost feels like Supercars were like, well, you know what? No one's making a decision. We need to put a calendar out. Bathurst will do it. So Bathurst gets it.
Can we just start our own race? The Newcastle 600.
600?
Anyone can just bring their own car. Fastest car wins. Thoughts and feelings around the team.
Potentially problematic.
Problematic.
Yeah, I think we need a bit more fleshing out of that idea. I like where your mind's going. It's a feel-good Friday.
You're thinking big.
You're a solution-based guy.
Yeah, I am.
I think we just need to flesh out this idea just a little bit, Creeper.
All right. Well, we'll do that in the next few, by the end of the show, all right? We're solving problems here at New FM. Tops of 28 for Newcastle, 29 for Maitland and the Valley. Nice and sunny all day today here on 105.3 New FM.
It's Feel Good Friday here at New FM We love having some feel good stories. And I found one for you. Remember what I told you a couple of days ago about this group that I found, Tradie Wives?
That's right, popcorn group.
Yeah, it's popcorn groups, one of the ones that I love to sit there and watch. Well, I had a little bit more of a look into it after having a chat about it, and it's actually got this whole kind of back end going on where it's gone from being a simple Facebook group to being more supportive and having training, and they're going to have a podcast soon. So I thought we should talk to Verity, who started the whole thing. How you doing, Verity?
Hello, thank you for having me on.
You are an amazing, inspirational type woman. Tell us how Tradie Wives got started.
Oh, thank you. It was sort of an absolute accident. So my husband is a tradie, and I would sort of watch him, on the tools all day, coming home absolutely exhausted, still trying to juggle all the calls and invoicing and quoting, and it was a bit of a schmozzle. My background's marketing and advertising, so I sort of thought, well, I can kind of take some of the pressure off maybe. And I started doing it one day a week, just sort of helping with the back office side of things, and then sort of progressed from there and ended up full time in the business. And the thing is, I knew a bit about business, but nothing about trade at all. And so I thought, I wonder if I start a Facebook group, if I can connect with other people, never thinking anyone would join. And now I've ended up with 23,000 people. So it's a complete accident.
Oh, well, it's so generous of you to offer that work for, I'm sure, a small fee of like $200,000 a year or whatever you charge your partner. I'm sure offer a very reasonable service.
Reasonable rate as well, yeah.
Yeah. It's steadily going up as the years progress.
Oh, well, as you get more experience, absolutely should. That's how your pay grade should work. Now, I was curious, does he ever get, a little bit touchy about the things you post? Is he happy for you to just free reign, just have, all that help and that support around there with you?
No, I don't usually tell him much about it. He tries to ask me what's happening, and I say, it's not your business, don't worry about it.
That's smart.
He does, he sort of, sometimes we'll get into situations, he's like, ask the Tradie Wives what they think about it.
Oh, that's great.
Love it.
What is the greatest piece of advice you've had from the group?
Oh, it's a really good question. I think it's just really knowing your worth. I think a lot of people, especially in this environment, will sort of try and haggle with trades and really try and get them down. And I think it's just really, really knowing your value and sort of being able to educate the client as to why they should choose you rather than the lowest price that they receive.
So tell us how you went from being a support group to having a website and a training academy and all these other things.
It was just kind of quite organic, actually. It was just sort of I saw the group and I saw what it needed. And as the group grew, I would get people coming in and saying, oh, you know, like the pain points in your group I can help solve. And so we have a business that, you know, does X, Y, and Z. And then it just sort of, it was kind of like a need where we sort of saw a need for a business academy where we could kind of do like monthly masterclasses and trainings onto how to grow your trade business. And, more recently a podcast, which is launching on Tuesday, which is just kind of, you know, taking conversations from the group because it's quite highly engaged and there's a lot of chatter in there, and sort of extending it into a podcast and talking about those points a little more.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing for it. Thank you so much for talking to us, Verity.
Thank you for having me.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Glam, of course, is coming to Newcastle because it is the awards night for the Mighty Kind of Hawks tomorrow.
Yay.
My AFL club that I play for.
Yeah.
We've got our best and fairest award night. So you pick the best players, the players play, a coach's award, all that kind of stuff. Got to dress up nice and fancy.
Ooh.
And it's a bit of a contrast as well because it's quite like a fancy event, a formal event, you know, and there's like canapes and drinks. So it's like in one of the rooms at Club Charlestown. Charlestown
also
Bolo.
Fancy, yeah, nice.
Not
still,
quite.
Still have a nice event at the Charlestown Bolo.
Yeah, well, it's my local, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah, okay.
Take me 15 minutes to walk there, 20 minutes tops, I reckon. Maybe 20 minutes home because be 15 minutes as the crow flies.
Right,
but I might be doing a few zigzags and stuff after some lemonades. Yeah, I can imagine.
Hang on, you're not driving. I mean,
no, I'm not driving. I mean, walking home.
Yeah, no, she's not walking home in heels, mate.
Maybe we can pack sneakers or something like that.
Okay.
See, this
you
sounds
can
like
walk home. She ain't.
This sounds
I'm
like
I'm telling you right now.
This sounds like a fight I'm yet to have, and one I'm probably going to lose. Still,
worry. Future Stephen can worry about that. Yeah. Are you up for any awards?
No, I don't know. No, probably not.
Best on team?
No, I don't think so.
Highest scoring goals person?
No, certainly not. But that's the way I'd like it. I'd prefer to be able to, because if you win awards, you got to go up and do speeches.
That's right, and the media commitments the next day.
No, none of that. But you got to be coherent, you know. I don't plan on being coherent by halfway through the night is my honest plans for tomorrow evening. So,
it sounds like it's going to be fun.
It will be a lot of fun. And like I said, Siobhan's bought her dress. She's got the dress. We found the one.
Excellent.
I've got my suit ready to go.
What
so.
Color did she end up going with?
It's like this like dark navy. Pretty classic.
So not
stylish.
The green one.
No. But yeah, very flattering dress. She looks stunning in it.
Of course.
I'll be doing my best to try and clean up as well just to keep up with her, I think. So, it'll be lots of fun. Very much looking forward to
Can't wait to hear about on Monday.
Well, we most certainly, that's coming up. But before we do that, it's Feel Good Friday, Crevo, which means we've got $100 worth of meat, thanks to Singo's, up for grabs.
With Would I Lie to You? Now, Kath.
Last time I sucked at this.
Yeah, well, but this time you've got another chance to redeem yourself.
Okay. Well, we'll be giving you all the details very shortly and how you can play and how you can win yourself that $100 voucher here on New FM.
The Novos. New FM. To you.
Yeah, that's right. For your chance to win $100 worth of meat, all thanks to Singo's, all you have to do is play Human Lie Detector.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
That really? It is. And today, I'll be Quizmaster, and it'll be Stephen versus Kath. Or both of them, of course, will be pretending to have an object in front of them. One has the real object. The other is just making up porky pies.
Well, Stephen will be pretending.
Oh, hold on. Mind games early from Kath.
Listen to that, would you?
She lost last week and she's...
And I was telling the truth last week. See, people should believe me.
She's reverted to these dirty tactics early. Unbelievable. I won't stand for such slander. That's
okay.
What I think.
So essentially what will happen, both Stephen and Kath will give a little pitch. They'll be talking about, it's, very round or it's bright and yellow or whatever it is they'll be talking about. And then you have to figure out, is that the truth? Who's telling the truth here? If you get it right, This Singo's voucher is all yours.
That's it. You can win yourself $100 worth of free meat thanks to Singo's. Ease the cost of living. Check out the great weekly specials at Singo's Butchery Broadmeadow. And, I mean, perfect weekend for a barbecue.
Oh, I'm actually looking at my crystal ball, a.k.a. the weather website, and it's saying 28 tomorrow and 32 for Sunday.
Oh,
I mean, that is perfect. Weather
not
for
a cloud
it.
In the sky. Love it. Oh,
it is absolutely lovely. So if you want to get your barbecue of meat, worth of meat for free, this is your chance. 4967-4105. Call now, and that $100 Singo's voucher could be all yours up next here on UFM.
The Novos. The Novos. UFM. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
All right, if you haven't heard this before, basically it's your job to play human lie detector. You've got to figure out who is telling the truth this morning. Today, it is Kath versus Stephen.
Come on!
And if you can figure out who is telling the truth, you win yourself $100 worth of meat, all thanks to Singo's. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials now at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. Let's meet our human lie detector for this morning. We've got Jackie and Raymond Terrace. Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Have you got much on for your weekend?
No, not really, but I will if I win this.
Yeah, that's it. You'll have a barbecue on your hands, won't you?
Yes, that's it.
All right. Well, you know how this works. You've got to figure out who is telling the truth. Is it Stephen or is it Kath? Who would you like to go first?
I'll go with Stephen.
Yeah, of course.
Take
will.
It away.
All right. So, listeners might be aware that I've been kind of, now that the weather's good, been going camping more frequently. Me and my partner Siobhan have been going like probably twice over the last month. We've been really enjoying it and we've been adding to our little setup because most of my camp gear's unfortunately still back in Perth. So, last week went to Bunnings, bought myself a Gasmate classic two-burner stove. It's a little, like, camp stove, which was just, you know, sitting in the back of my car, ready to go at all times. And, of course, that's a new addition to our camp setup. So I've got my classic two-burner stove from Gasmate. That's my item.
Okay. Now, you've heard that pitch. Let's move over to Kath to make... Kath, you make your pitch.
Okay. So I've brought in my goldfish. My goldfish name is Timmy. I've put him in his little classic, you know, bowl, and he's in there, and he's, you know, he's just saying hello.
You just shake his bowl.
Yeah,
leave Timmy alone.
Well, you know, he's a bit sleepy this time of the morning. No, Timmy's a very good goldfish. He's been in our household for about 4 years now, so he's quite a large goldfish, and he's got one of those big bulbous eyes, but he's very cute, and he just sits there, and he doesn't kind of do much. But you know, I brought him in for show and tell because I thought a goldfish was classic show and tell.
All right.
Jackie, I'd just like to say, do you think Kath's the kind of owner that would shake her fish in its bowl? That's outrageous. Oh. That's all I'll leave you with, Jackie. That's all I'll say. I'll give you back the microphone. You can ask some questions,
Jackie,
if you'd like.
Yeah. Do you have any questions, first of all, for Stephen? Here was your first pitch.
No, I don't, but I know who I'm
going
to
choose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Done. All right, the pitch is strong enough sometimes, just with that alone. And sometimes your first instinct's your best instinct, and you got to go with that gut feeling. So let's get some dramatic music
that
on Crevo.
That didn't work out so well last time I played this, and I was telling the truth, and they went with Crevo, and they were wrong.
Oh, well, here we go. Okay, final argument's here.
Wrong.
Dramatic music is on. Let's push Jackie for an answer. Who do you think is telling the truth? Myself, Stephen, or do you think Kath is telling the truth?
I'm going to go with you, Stephen, because who would own a goldfish for 4 years? Mine died in 2 weeks.
That is a very good argument. And congratulations to yourself. $100 worth of meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's. How good's that, Jackie?
Woo! Congratulations. Thanks. Also, if your goldfish only live for a week, please don't buy any more.
No, I haven't.
Oh, good stuff. There you go, all yours. And, of course, you can fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials now at Singo's Butcheries, Broadmeadow, or you can win meat packs with us here on UFM.
The Novos. The Novos. UFM. Feel Good Friday. I don't know about
you, but I feel good. And Jess mentioned it there quickly, but it is a massive weekend in sports for Newcastle and Australia alike. I mean, particularly on Sunday. I mean, after the F3 Derby win last week for our Jets A-League women's side, the men will be trying to start their campaign in similar fashion. So both the girls and the boys, they fly over to Perth today, I believe, for their Sunday evening match. They've got a doubleheader. So it's like the girls play first and then the boys. And, you sit in front of the telly. It's on Paramount, I think. You got, like, I don't know, 5 hours of entertainment there. You don't have to move from the couch. And if that's not enough for you, Australia's own Alexander Volkanovski fights in the UFC for a lightweight title. I mean, my Sunday.
I was going to say.
Sorted.
Any guesses what Stephen will be up to from
the UFC will start at midday.
Dawn to dusk.
And then the A-League will probably finish at like 8:30 or something like that. That's 8.5 hours of sport. I'm just sitting in front of the telly.
When are you going to fit PlayStation time in?
Maybe at halftime in the games or something like that. I don't know. In between fights in the UFC. Don't worry. Don't you worry about that PlayStation time. I'll get it in. It's going to be a big weekend. I'm very excited.
It is going to be a very big weekend, including all across Newcastle and the Hunter. Got all the details of all the festivals and everything else up next.
Oh, let's do a What's On. That's fun for your Feel Good Friday.
Bright and sunny, tops of 24 for today for Newcastle, 28 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
And what's the goss on the way? And I mean, Elon Musk is going to Elon Musk, isn't he?
He certainly is.
And X, formerly known as Twitter, might be behind a paywall very, very shortly. I'll give you the details in minutes.
He's going to make me sad.
I'm sorry.
It's Feel Good Friday. Can't make me sad. Let's talk festivals, because festivals are much more fun than, whatever Elon has done. There are, again, I love Newcastle, right? Because every weekend there's a festival. And this weekend we've got the Lake Macquarie Food and Wine Festival happening at Spears Point on Sunday. Plus, Pride is still going on. We've got the Major Fair Day, which is the big event of Pride Festival. That's happening.
Superb.
On Saturday. And the after party at Bernie's Bar usually goes pretty well.
That'll go into Sunday as well. I think the whole weekend.
Really big gig happening at Hope Estate this Saturday as well. The Grapevine Gathering is on with Spacey Jane, Vanessa Amorosi, and a whole stack of others.
Is that already?
Jeez, comes on quick, doesn't it?
Saturday. It's the last weekend for Blanc de Blanc Encore at the Spiegel Tent. If you haven't seen that yet,
hurry up.
Angels are live at the Lake of the Toronto Hotel on Saturday. The Chicks Day on the Green is also on Saturday at Bimbadjan. Grunge Fest 5000 at the Wico also on Saturday at 7 o'clock at night.
I've heard the ads rolling around for that, actually. Yeah, if you're into grunge, get on it.
It should be a really good gig, actually. The Fernley 15 is on this weekend. That's a 15K running event.
I'll pass on that one, I think.
I think I'm busy.
Lots of markets on this weekend as too, including the Newcastle Farmers Markets, the Soul Collective Markets at Merriweather, the Pelican Foreshore or Twilight Market is on this weekend, and Handmade in the Hunter Markets at Sobel's Wines.
God, if you're market's heading everywhere. Out.
That's like one of, that's a selection.
Yeah, it's famous, right? That farmer's markets I love. I do like a quick get in there and get some food and dash situation a lot of Sundays.
Yeah, well, there's lots of suggestions there as well. And it's funny you mentioned Sunday. I think the weather forecast is like 32 for Sunday.
It is.
Out of all those suggestions, I reckon get somewhere outside on Sunday. Lap up this little bit of summer that we've got early.
I know, a little vitamin D dose. Exactly.
Yeah, well, my pick is, of course, to do with dogs. The Street Paws Festival on Saturday. Go and adopt a dog or, buy some doggy things. That's happening at the station. There's also a free pet microchipping day happening at Bunnings Glenfield on Sunday.
How's that big St. Bernard going?
Has he found a forever home?
We should kind of find out whether or not he's found his forever home.
Kath will get it.
I might be doing a bit of investigative journalism to see what's happening with this St. Bernard.
Investigator Stephen. Yeah, I know. Such a cute dog. What of our most popular post on the UFM Facebook page of all time? Because it's such a cute dog. Oh, well, there you go. Of course, Kath, giving you all the details on every single festival around the region. And you can get it on your Fridays. It's a little main. Stay now here on New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, team. I said it before. I'll say it again. Death, taxes, and Elon Musk doing Elon Musk. And he just does whatever he wants, doesn't he? He's a wild character. It's probably safe to say that his acquisition of X, formerly Twitter, has been nothing short of a disaster. I mean, they're losing money left, right, and center. And it looks like he's trying to earn some of that money back at the cost of their users, right? So the official X support have tweeted, I say tweet, I don't know what it's called anymore, but they put up a post on the social media platform, and it goes along these lines. It's paraphrased a bit, but basically they've said, starting today, which this was like yesterday, we're testing a new program, and in brackets, not a bot, in all capitals, where new unverified accounts will be required to sign up for a $1 annual subscription to be able to post and interact with other posts. Now, they're doing this in an effort to reduce spam, is what they're saying, and they've made it pretty clear that this is not a profit driver. For the time being, it's only in New Zealand and the Philippines, but who knows with Elon? Like, it starts at $1 for a year, and then I worry a lot for that social media platform.
I just think there must be some kind of record for the most money lost by one man in a short time, and he's won it.
He would be so close. Now, I feel like of the three of us, Kath, you're the most avid X/Twitter user.
I will never call it X. I'm sorry, I'm just not going
to
do it.
Okay, well, I'm happy to refer to it as Twitter as well. It's less confusing for everyone involved. You're the most avid Twitter user.
I was a really early Twitter adopter, right? Mm-hmm. I was there in 2008. I was there when there was like 100,000 Australians on it, and we all knew each other by name. And for me, the destruction of Twitter is the worst thing that has happened to the world, really.
Since,
you know, a world war. Because the extent to which Twitter really democratized entire parts of the world by allowing people to communicate news in real time, and the extent to which it really changed the news landscape, really, you know, like, this is the stuff of PhDs, and there are entire PhDs on it. I have friends that have written PhDs on Twitter. In fact, the leading academics on Twitter in the world are actually at QUT.
Where's that? What's that?
QUT is Queensland University of Technology and Business.
Okay, yeah, right.
And it's, you know, like, it's a really important part of how, you know, like the Arab Spring, for example, would not have happened without Twitter.
There you go.
It's so sad that people are leaving in droves, aren't they? Because, like,
massively,
you said, it's,
like,
yeah.
even people that I knew, like Julia Banks, who's a friend of mine, right, former politician, she said, "Nah, I'm staying with Twitter. I'm staying with Twitter until the end." And she's done, mate. She's gone to Threads. So it's really quite disheartening that that entire community, that entire ecosystem of sharing information, and the way that it democratized the world in a way that really hadn't been seen before has been completely destroyed. So, sorry to get on my little bit of a soapbox there.
It's fine. It's what you're passionate about. Yeah.
But tell me what Elon has done, that is actually been good. Because other than, Teslas are good. They're great.
Nah, he's ruined Twitter. Thanks for that, Elon.
Yeah.
Let's move swiftly on.
Mug this off.
Bit of rock and roll news, right?
Yeah.
One of the all-time greats, Ozzy Osbourne, has admitted to doing something, and the jury's out on whether it's rock and roll or whether it's just flat-out gross. He's confessed, right, to regularly wetting himself on stage during shows. Outrageous.
No,
basically,
no.
Ozzy and his wife, Sharon, they have a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called The Osbournes. And he said on that, when I was on stage, I used to go, "Oh, screw it," and just wet myself, because I was already wet anyway from throwing water around and all the sweat. So he's just relieved himself on stage. Now, people online...
That's disgusting.
I think disgusting as well. Disgusting, right?
I'm thinking I really didn't need to know that piece of information.
People are like, that's rock and roll to its core.
No,
this is so hardcore. That's unhygienic and it's gross. It's a big
wrong.
No from me.
It's wrong, wrong, wrong.
It's wrong,
let me press the button here.
You are wrong, wrong, wrong.
Simple
Ozzy,
as that.
Unlucky. You've been given the no from the Novos.
Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Something warm and fuzzy for your feel-good Friday, guys. I thought we'd finish up with a nod to the carers in our community.
Okay.
It is National Carers Week. Has been running all week from the 15th of October to the 21st, so until tomorrow. So plenty of events have been happening to recognise, celebrate and raise awareness about the 2.65 million Australians who provide care and support to a family member or a friend. Now, the thing you have to remember about those 2.65 million carers, none of them get paid.
That's 10% of the population
yep,
doing care and stuff, no pay.
Yep.
Wow, that is a lot, isn't it?
It is a huge, and it's a really important part of our community. It's something I'm pretty passionate about, having been really sick and having required care for a really long period of time.
Yeah, of course.
You've got to recognise the people that are looking after those who are chronically ill or disabled or, you know, perhaps are just going through a bad time, maybe having a mental health break, and they need help and support. And it's often loved ones who do this. They do it without getting paid, and they do it often without getting thanked. So this week is about saying thank you.
Oh, it's really, it's good to recognise all those people. But
well, let's thank some of them.
Yeah, let's do it here on the air. This is, I guess, an opportunity, right, Kath?
Yeah, and obviously we won't be able to put everybody to air, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to thank their carers. So do give us a call, 4967 4105, and we'll put you on the air shortly so you can thank your carer or perhaps, you know, a carer that looks after someone you care about.
Yeah.
And they do a great job. It's worth giving them a shout out, you know, and just, from the goodness of your heart, thank them for the work they do.
Yeah, and you can also do it on our Facebook page too and thank a carer there if you don't make it through on the phones. But give us a call, 4967 4105, and we'll get your calls on the...
Feel Good Friday. Beautiful sunny day today. Tops of 28 for Newcastle, 29 for Maitland in the Valley here at New FM.
And we've been teasing it all week, team. And for your Feel Good Friday, up next, we are drawing the winner of our Lakeside Music Festival experience. I am so excited for this. Like we said, one Nova Castrian walks away with the chockies next.
Excitement next, but warm and fuzzy for your Feel Good Friday.
Let's
right
do
now.
It.
It is National Carers Week. We're taking a moment to acknowledge the work that carers do. All 2.65 million of them, they are all unpaid. They all do a really important part for our community. Let's go to the phones and let people thank their carers, starting with Jane in Brankston. Good morning. Who would
good
you like
morning,
to thank?
Guys. I just want to shout out to Will and Jill Fraser at Thornton. I'm a support worker myself. I've never, ever seen such devoted parents.
Yeah.
Their son Jamie had a massive stroke over nearly two years ago.
Yeah.
And these parents, you know, they've got their own health issues, they've got their own stuff going on, and they are just the most selfless, devoted people that I've ever met, ever, in my life.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you for the work that you do too, Jane.
Wow. Well,
let's go to another Jane now in Mount Hutton. Jane, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Who would you like to thank?
My friend Michelle, she looks after her parents who are 90 and 88, takes them to all their appointments, and she does a fantastic job.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much for that. And finally to Trish in Rutherford. How are you, Trish? Who would you like to thank?
I'd like to thank my daughter Stephanie because I've been blind for the last 2 years and she's had to do everything for me, and also my other two kids, James and Jessica, because they've all done a part as well. But I really appreciate everything they do for me.
You know what? If they're doing all that for you, that means that you're a good mum bringing them up as well, Trish. So it just comes back around.
No, thanks, Cleve. I appreciate that.
No, that's all right. And there's so many beautiful people around our region, aren't there?
They are. And people just do it out of the goodness of their own heart. So if you want to continue this, if you felt warm and fuzzy and it's inspired you, we have got a post up on the New FM Facebook page. Get in there, get in the comments, and just, you know, you can tag someone if you like. Just let the people know who are doing such a good job that they're there and they're seen and they're appreciated, because it's so important.
Happy Feel Good Friday, everyone.